Her vanity is dedicated to my grandma Lucille. She was a bit cold, but always perfectly presented. And I had a really hard time relating to her. I didn't realize until her death that I really missed out on having some great conversations with a very independent-minded woman who traveled when she was young and had a life I could very much relate to, but I wasn't able to see it at a younger age. So the way that the work is set up, it is a kind of a recreation of her vanity chair, and she always had perfume bottles in this elaborate setup in her bedroom. And she was also very religious. The work, I wanted people to go through the same process that I did, where I realized that there was kind of this amazing woman that I never knew because I never saw her in a particular way. So when you come up against the pedestal, and you look into the mirror, you'll notice that underneath the cushion is just a glimpse of a wilderness and a person that you are completely unaware of and that you will never know. So the lighting is usually set up so that the small hand mirror highlights the figure. The lone figure in the wilderness sitting in a place that you wouldn't expect.